Job chapter 7. I want to think about verses 17 to 20. What is man that you should set your mind on him, that you should visit him every morning and test him every moment? How long will you not look away from me, nor leave me alone until I swallow down my spittle? If I've sinned, what do I do to you, you watcher of men? Job comes to certain truths through his complaints and through his suffering, and one of them is this truth, that God is involved in our lives every single moment. That at first blush is hard to accept, and I think it's hard to accept because we do not think about God, unfortunately, every moment, not consciously anyway. Now, you get up, well, you've got to get the kids ready, you've got to get the kids out of school, you've got to do the school run, you've got to get breakfast, you've got to sort out her broken sandal, you've got to go to work, you've got to sort this problem out, that problem out. Life just pushes in upon you. And during all that, you try to, at times, be spiritually minded. You have maybe verses on the wall that you look at as you go out of the door. You try to maybe play some recording of the Bible being read or whatever as you drive or as you travel to work or to school or whatever. You try to bring your mind back to the things of God, but actually, consciously, much of your life is inevitably taken up with just the business of life. And you try to take your life decisions in the spirit of the things that you know about God and His Son. And that is, I suppose, how it is to be human. But God is consciously thinking about us every moment. And Job is tired of this. He feels this. He perceives this, as people do perceive things in deep depression and in physical suffering. He doesn't like it. He says, look, get away from me. Yeah, okay, be around. You exist. I don't deny your existence, but just get off me. Just stop being involved every moment like this. It's too much for me. I can't cope with it. He says, verse 17, what is man that you should set your mind on him? And this is the same word in the beginning of Job, Job 2. Have you considered, have you set your mind upon my servant Job? God is saying, look, I have looked at this person. I have set my mind upon him. I have thought a lot about this man. Have you done that? And of course, they have not done it. The friends and the Satan figure, the adversary, which I think is the same as the friends in the end, they had not thought about Job as much as God had. They thought they had, but they hadn't, because God thinks all the time about us. So then, God is weighing up our minds. God knows our thoughts far off before we even think them. He knows our down sitting and our uprising, as David says in Psalm 139. God, verse 18, visits us every morning and tests us every moment. Well, similar idea and same word in Isaiah 27, where we're told that we are like a vineyard, that God waters every moment. It's like there's a sprinkler distributing water to the vineyard that never stops working day and night. God is seeking our spiritual growth and our fruitfulness. Every moment he's involved. How long will you not look away from me? Verse 19. In other words, God is looking at me all the time. He sees himself as being continually viewed by God, by God's eyes. And if I've sinned, verse 20, what do I do to you, you watcher of men? Again, it's the idea that God is watching us all the time. Now, the idea may be a reference to the angels as God's eyes, but that is simply the mechanical way, as it were, through which God looks at people. But the point is that God is looking every moment. And, of course, it's difficult to understand how God can do that to me as well as to you and to millions of people at the same time. But God is God. He can do that. Well, you can take this negatively, as Job did, that, oh, you know, can't you just kind of check in on me every evening or every morning or every Sunday morning or whatever? Because that is how we tend to be. Yes, we hopefully read the Bible every day. We find some time for God. We pray to God, I hope, morning and evening. And yes, we may go to church or break bread or whatever on a Sunday or whatever, once a week. And yeah, it's easy to think that, well, isn't sort of that like God with me? In other words, as I sort of give God part of my life now and again, sort of intense moments to think about him, well, well maybe that's how God is with me. After all, he is, as it were, busy with lots of other lives and other things to do. No, this is a powerful truth, that he is looking at us every moment. Now, he's not looking in a judgmental way. This is where Job got it wrong. He's not looking at us because he wants to sort of check on us, and he's like the sort of over-dominant, over-involved parent who is continually spying on their kid, making sure that they're doing what they think they ought to be doing and so on. No, this is not the case at all. God simply loves us, and his watching of us is because of his love of us. This is the truth that Hagar came to when she says, "You, God, see me." And, you know, this is absolutely amazing that we are not alone. So look at it positively, that the eye of God, as it were, which looks upon you all the time, is the eye of provision, the eye of love, the eye of care, watering the vineyard every moment, urgently wanting our spiritual progress through everything that happens. Man is not alone. It may appear that way as cotton wool clouds drift across the sky, or we live under grey skies that look the same, and life sort of goes to the same pattern more or less every day. But God is every single moment involved with you. Not a God afar off, but a God near at hand. Now, Job is speaking in depression, and he later does recognize that, and God cuts him some slack on that, it seems to me. But the point is that we are not alone, and it's not that some moments God is distant. Sure, we may feel that. We may think, oh God, where are you? No, no. He is every moment with you. God is not afar off. He doesn't take a break. He is continually day and night sifting our thoughts, thinking about our situation. It's marvelous. It's really wonderful. As I say, you can take it negatively, as Job in his depression does, that, oh, you know, just leave me alone, like, you're watching me all the time. Yeah, no, we love God. And if you love God, you want to be in his presence. Don't, you know, just have him as sometimes in your life, as a part of your life, because for you, you are all the time part of his life. And this is what mutuality of relationship with God looks like. Realizing that he is with me all the time and watching out for me, for my good, for my eternal good. And I ask, and we should ask, to be more continually aware of that, and to likewise be like that with him. Now, if you have the mind that thinks, like Job at this point, look, nah, God, just get off me, just, you know, be involved just occasionally, but not all the time, please. Well, why do you want to be in the kingdom of God? Because this is what the kingdom of God is going to be like, 24/7, if you like. Constant, continual contact. Constant contact with him. Living continually in his presence, as in fact you are now, if only you'll perceive it, and opening yourself up on your side to be continually with him.